Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I'm here to shout for him on today, because there's nobody like the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Humphrey. New Scott Island and Mount Calvary Church. Pastor Smith and I have a unique relationship. He's sitting in here today. If he says something, I say, all right. If he says something, I say, all right. We're going to rock together. And so when it came up, I told Pastor Humphrey, I said, and let's pray for Pastor Smith and his family.
Yes, sir.
Children, wives. They're in a major battle.
Yes,
sir. Hold on. Told Pastor Humphrey, I said, if you're out of town, I'm going to speak for him. It's our relationship, y'all. I asked him, I said, I want y'all church to be a part of this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then I went a little further. I said, next year we're going to have it at y'all church.
Yeah.
At the Mount Calvary Baptist Church. Y'all pray for us at the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. God is really blessing us.
Yes, sir.
They in here. Pleasant Green, raise your hand. The Lord is really blessing us. I don't know where it's going to happen at, but I pray sometime this coming year we see some dozer somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be. Really don't care where it's going to be as long as the Lord is doing it. And that's how we roll. We really don't care how it's going to be, where it's going to be, as long as God is in the plan. And as long as God is in the plan, I want to be in the plan. Amen. I got about 4 sermons rolling around here, going crazy in my brain. Let me work this thing out just briefly so I can get you back home so you can enjoy your bottle of wine. Or your Cavassier. If you got a few years on you, it's called Cold Duck. And if we can't be funful in church, I don't want to be there. We can't smile in the Lord's house. Well, then where can we smile at? We catching the hell everywhere else. Even in the Lord's house. Amen. Come on here. Can you help me out up here? I need all the help I can get. I'm half crazy. We're going to do a little teaching text. If you're glad to be in the house, let the Lord know it. Let the Lord know that you're glad to be in the house. Because you could have been, you could be in the hospital.
What'd you say,
or in the intensive care unit. As I tell Pleasant Green, that intensive care, God left it there, but he changed the meaning. When someone is in intensive care, he's simply saying that I see you. In your intense moment, he says, I.
Come on now.
see you. Yeah, so God just used the same, but he moved the words, but he has a different meaning. Let's not hold you long here today. Let's go to the book, the sin law, the book of Luke. Really didn't come to really preach this text. I really came to preach. I had a flashback, but it ain't working tonight. I had a flashback, but it ain't working tonight. You have your Bible. Let's go to Luke, the 19th chapter, first verse. I have a flashback, ain't working tonight. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not fear farther press, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus took and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. All right. Let's just talk here. In 2020, bring Jesus to your house. If you never tried the Lord, you're long overdue. If you brought Jim Beam into your home, Grey Goose, that'll get you loose. Gin, that'll make you sin. Crown, that keep you brown. If you bring that into your house, you inviting problems into your house. But I recommend the name Jesus. If you could ever invite him into your house, your house will never ever be the same. And I believe that God has sent some angels by all of our homes. And I believe that so much hell has been going on in our homes until the angel gets up on the carpool, turn and go the other way. By right, as I told Pleasant Green the other Sunday, that I remember as a little boy that I don't care if it was a shotgun house, I don't care if you had to put newspaper on the wall to make wallpaper. In every house you'd walk in, you would see a picture of Jesus. Oh, I wish I had some help in the house here. When I was a kid, that was not a home that you wouldn't walk in. When you walk in the home, the first picture you see. They didn't have lavish homes, all right? No air-conditioned room. But Jesus was on the wall. And you know what, Black America, we got to put Jesus back on the wall. Because when we put him on the wall, we give him dominion of the wall. In other words, he's holding up one side of the house. And then he's able to hold up the other side of the house. And then he's able to hold the foundation of the house. So we got to be able to put him back on the wall. Come go with me here. Best school system in the world. We took prayer. Now we're the 14th in the world. Never take Jesus out the house. When you get in the car, bring the Lord with you. Airbags are good, but Jesus is better. Do I have some help in the house? Airbags are good, but Jesus is better. Because he can protect you from all sides, from the top, the bottom, the side, the back. Then hold the car while it's turning flips. And then allow you to walk out and see the wreckage where you should have died. Let me tell you about the Lord. He would take your worry and turn your worry into worship. And then he'll take your battles and turn your battles into blessings. Anybody this year had to battle with a little something? But you're in the house right now because he turned your battle into a blessing. Well, just the other day, a storm came through Alexandria, Louisiana. 63 miles on the ground, a tornado.
What you say?
Could have came and took away the whole city. But God moved it. No life was lost. Because we can always replace a roof. Somebody in the house can say, God is good, brother. You can't replace God now. He's that kind of man. You can't replace him. He'll take your battle and turn him into blessing. Somebody can tell me this year you've been battling with something. One thing after another. If it's not the children, it's the grandchildren. If it's not the grandchildren, it's the sister or the brother. If it's not the sister or the brother, it's the friend that you thought would stick with you to the end, but you found out you didn't have a real friend until Jesus stepped in. Do I have some help in the house here? You found out you didn't have a friend until the Lord stepped in. The Lord is mighty. Blessed us in 2019. A lot of folk who started out with us, they are no longer here today. But we have the memories of them. And because the Lord allowed us to have a memory, let it put a smile on your face. Because God is still in control. And sometimes life has it where you think that you're out of control. Then Jesus steps in and gets it back in control. Let me hurry up and get you out of here. I know you're ready to go home.